Walking through the cemetery at night. Probably not the smartest decision I've ever made. It's nice, though. Peaceful. A little creepy, definitely. But I actually don't mind it. I don't know why people find it so unappealing. It's just a park. A park filled with dead bodies, but I'd rather walk through the cemetery late at night than through the streets, if I'm being honest. And whatever, it's the fastest way to get to the bus station from the hospital. It's cold tonight, like biting wind cold. Autumn is definitely in full swing. I should probably start digging out all of my cold weather jackets. What was that? Okay, I take it back. Cemeteries are creepy. It was probably just an animal. Shit. How close am I to the gate? Looks like I'm right in the middle of the cemetery. So yeah, I'm just going to hurry my ass up. A chill suddenly goes through me, and not from the cold. I feel like something's following me. I look over my shoulder, but there's no one. I'm going to run. Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't see anyone. There's nothing. But something definitely pushed me. What the hell is going on? Just have to get to the gate. My vision is going dark. Everything getting blurry. No, I have to stay awake. The last thing I see before darkness envelops me is a man running towards me. And for some reason, I feel safe. The world slowly comes back into focus. What? Where am I? I'm in a bed. Somewhere dark. Cold. What is this place?
Relax. Do not try to move.
You're suddenly standing at the side of the bed. Like you appeared out of thin air. You must just have been standing there. Outside of my vision, or something.
Please, you should continue resting.
Who are you?
You are safe now.
Not what I asked.
My name is Alexander.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And where am I?
My home. In the cemetery, not far from where you were attacked.
You live in the cemetery?
In the caretaker's quarters.
Are you the caretaker?
You could say that.
Everything is a little fussy, but I'm clear-headed enough to recognize when someone is dodging my questions. But I guess you did save my life, so I'm not going to complain. For now.
Do you remember what happened?
I was just cutting through the cemetery to get home. Someone, I don't know, something, attacked me.
Yes, you tripped as you were running and hit your head.
I lift a hand to my head and, yeah, there's already a knot forming. What was it? That was not a person. It was like a shadow.
It doesn't matter. You're safe now.
You keep saying that.
Do you not believe it to be true?
I've been awake for about 15 seconds, so I'm really not sure yet.
You should drink some water.
You move to the bedside table on my left and pour water from a silver carafe into a glass. Now that I'm looking around, this whole room looks like it came straight out of the 1800s. I guess you collect antiques or something? I watch your face as you pour, and your eyes, they're gray. Like there's no color to them at all. It's not just your home that feels out of place. There's something odd about you. Something different.
Here.
No offense, but I just woke up in a stranger's bed, and taking a drink from one seems like the next best way to end up dead.
Oh, right. Of course. Well, I'm afraid I don't have much else in the way of provisions.
That's okay. I'm fine, really. I just got the wind knocked out of me. I'm Charlie, by the way.
It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I only wish we'd met under more pleasant circumstances.
Yeah. Well, thank you for whatever you did.
It's unfortunately not very safe here at night.
Yeah, clearly. I guess next time I'll try to make a daytime appearance.
Were you visiting someone's grave?
Not exactly.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry. It was just an observation. Not many people come here to grieve at night.
I work nearby, so I thought I would just cut through on my way to the bus stop. I guess I need to look into some self-defense if I'm going to keep doing that.
Well, as I said, I live on the grounds. So if you do make it a habit of being attacked, I can make it a habit of attempting to save you.
You are so strange. And you must be older than you look. By appearance alone, I would guess you're in your mid-30s, maybe, but it's not just your home that feels out of place. There is something odd about you. Something different. A grace in the way you hold yourself and the way you speak. It's kind of endearing. Well, I better get going. I've got roommates who are probably freaking out right now.
You're certain you're all right? I'm more than happy to accompany you to the gates.
I'm one piece. I'm all good. Promise. Bye.
Goodbye.
My walk home from the cemetery was uneventful, thankfully. But that night, I dreamt of you.
Do you remember what happened?
And again, the next night.
It doesn't matter. You're safe now.
They were hard to recall, hard to describe. Mostly, they were just feelings. Just like in real life, you exuded such calm and peace in my dreams. And yet, there was something a little dark about you. A cloud of uncertainty I couldn't cut through.
Do you not believe it to be true?
3 days after my little graveyard disaster, I was working the late shift again, just like I had been that night. It was all I could think about that day. Whether I should make the detour through the cemetery again. Whether I might see you. There was a logical side of me that found the idea ludicrous. I had been attacked there just 3 days ago. Why would I go back? And the emotional side of me, the one I'm usually a little more in tune with, kept wondering about you. What you're doing, why you live in that creepy old house. You just stuck in my mind like a fever I couldn't shake. I just felt drawn to you in this way that I've never felt before.
You spend a lot of time in cemeteries, it seems.
Oh, shit. God, you scared me.
I apologize. Just cutting through again?
Yeah. My new favorite shortcut. There's a great view and a chance to get eviscerated.
It's beautiful, isn't it? A lot of people avoid it, I feel. But I'm glad you appreciate it, too. Might I accompany you?
Yeah, sure.
It's good to see you again, alive and well.
Every time your eyes meet mine, I feel like you're seeing right through me. Like you might know more about what I'm feeling than I do. Alive, yes. Well, not so much. Work is kind of kicking my ass.
You work at the hospital. What is it that you do there?
Research, mostly. Internal medicine. What do you do?
Stop.
Your arm shoots out in front of me, not touching me, but just enough to feel the fabric of your coat brush against my shoulder. You've stopped walking and you're listening. To what? I have no idea. I hear nothing, see nothing.
We need to go.
What?
Now.
Your hand curls around mine, and suddenly we're running. It's only when you pull me into a mausoleum and shut the massive stone door behind us that I realize how cold your hand is.
We'll be safe in here.
What is going on? Safe from what? You need to tell me what...
I'd like to not repeat what happened the last time you were here. So please, I know it's frustrating, but will you trust me once more?
I lean back against the cool stone wall and just try to breathe. When I look up at you, it feels like all the air has left my lungs. I can't explain how or why, but half of me is telling me to run, and the other half is begging me to stay. Yeah. Yes. I trust you. You move away from the door and stand by me. Our faces are close.
I promise I'll tell you everything. Soon.
I know I should probably be scared, but I'm not. All I feel is this electricity buzzing through every part of my body, and it gets stronger every time you look at me. I feel myself being pulled forward, drawn into you. It's almost like I'm not in control. Like there's something deeper happening. There's a palpable energy between us now. It's not subtle anymore. It's intense. And it's consuming me.
I'm sorry.
You press your palm against my cheek and it's cold. Now that I think about it, your mouth, your face, all of your skin is cold to the touch. But everything you're doing is filling me with heat. You tip my chin up just slightly, and your tongue pushes gently between my lips, exploring, tasting me. One of your hands drift down to my hip and holds me steady. I press my body up against yours, and everywhere you're touching me burns with sensation. Your other hand curls around the fabric of my jeans, just over my thigh. You drag your mouth down my jaw and over the line of my collarbone, just barely brushing my skin as you move. Everything is slow, almost too slow. It's overwhelming, how turned on I'm getting.
I want to see more of you. Can I?
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.